ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
We have almost come to the end of the second chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad, and so long we have been discussing elaborately what the Upanishad is describing, higher and still higher layers of Pratibimba Ananda, reflected Ananda, Brahma Ananda as reflected in our minds, which are becoming more and more pure and purer. Brahma Loka Ananda is the such highest ananda. Once a person reaches there, then he gets a glimpse, as Sri Ramakrishna so beautifully describes. Once the kundalini, kundalini means our entire personality, jivatma, rises to the sixth chakra called Agna chakra, that represents the Brahmaloka ananda. Then it gets a glimpse of its true nature. Also, it understands what I am experiencing is nothing but a reflected bliss. But the original bliss is me. This is a reflection of me. Then it wants to jump. But the Divine Lord, out of His infinite mercy, He pulls or He cuts all the bonds, including the Anandamaya Kosha. And then this person merges. And then he realizes, in this whole universe, there is nothing else. Then, in the same 8th Anuvaka or section, we are told by this Taittiriya Upanishad, Sa yascha ayam purushe, yascha asau adityaye, sa ekaha. He who is here, in this jivatma, and he who is in the yonder sun, both are one and the same. There is no distinction between the reflector and the reflected. That distinction is totally destroyed by the realization of Brahman, I am Brahman. But this is the description of a Jivan Mukta. What does the Jivan Mukta feel? That this is only a small statement, the pure consciousness that is manifesting as the sun, who is the Brahma, creator, sustainer and destroyer. Because it is because of our sun that this earthly world, what we call our world, it is created, it is every trillion second. How many things are coming into birth and staying for a shorter length of time, and then again goes back from where it came. So this srishti, sthiti, and laya, birth, sustenance, and going back is taking place in countless number of lives. Even we are not the same. When I started the class, that was another person. There were a lot of changes, but I did not notice, perhaps. I am thinking because of delusion, I am the same person. Every millisecond time, like a fast flowing river, changes everything. That's why a Greek sage had uttered the word that no man steps into the same river twice. So this person, this Jivan Mukta, realizes, I am not the pure consciousness which is only in the sun. I am the same consciousness which is manifesting as the whole universe, Srishti, let us say, as all the panchakoshas. So earlier we have seen, and this is a very important point, that so long as we do not have complete knowledge, whatever higher knowledge we have, we think that alone is the reality. But then to move further, go higher, we have to give it up as anatma, non-self. But it is not to think that it is non-self. It is to attain to a greater identity. But once a person reaches Brahman, there is no distinction. This is Brahman and this is samsara. There is no samsara. This is called samsara. To think samsara is not Brahman is called mithya. To know that samsara is nothing but Brahman is called jnanam, satyam, jnanam, anantam. This whole universe, Brahman is infinite. So this universe is also infinite. Brahman is satyam. This universe is also satyam. Brahman is pure consciousness, jnanam. And this universe is also nothing but pure consciousness. And we have to recollect the example I have given. Everything that we see on a cinema screen is nothing but different manifestations of light falling on that background called the screen, the white screen. So, sayasyayam purushe yascha asavaditya saye kaha. The literal meaning is, a man, a jivan mukta, a realized soul, knows that I and the sun are one and the same. But that is also a limited statement. I am everything. Aham Brahma Asmi. Everything is Brahman. Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma. So that is the knowledge. This is only a recollection of what we had already discussed. Then what happens? How did he attain to this state? That is being described. The process of climbing the staircase through this Panchakosha Kalpana. Imagination of the five staircases. So, Saya Evam With. One who knows Aham Brahmasmi. What happens? How did he reach? How did he become a Jivan Mukta? That is being described in a way. Asmat Lokat Pretya Etam Annamayam Atmanam Upasankramati. Asmat Lokat Pretya. Pretya means having been dead. But here, it is not to be taken literally, death of the body, but having destroyed the ajnana. I am the body. No, not only I am the body, I am the entire body. I am the virat body. That is called pretya, means having attained. Attained means having obtained that knowledge, not going anywhere. He is only understanding better that I am that Virat Brahman. Previous to that, I am just this individual. So fear comes. But now that fear is gone. I don't die. I am not born. But I seem to be born. I seem to be dying every millisecond, every trillisecond, through infinite manifestations of pure consciousness on the screen of our purified mind. Asmat Lokat means having transcended the identity with this Annamaya Kosha. What happens? Annamayam Atmanam Upasankramati. Upasankramati means he understands now I am the Virat Brahman. So we have to apply the same rule. Etam Pranamayam Atmanam Upasankramati. So even this Annamaya Atma is limited because it is the effect. And every effect must have a cause. And the cause of this Annamaya Atma is Pranamaya Atma. So he identifies himself, he includes his Annamaya Atma is not discarded, but it is included like 1 ana, 2 anas, 4 anas, 8 anas, 12 anas, 15 anas are all included. Or if you want modern example, 1 cent, 10 cents, 25 cents, 50 cents, 75 cents, 99 cents, all are included in that $1. So like that, this person is expanding his identity, then same thing we have to apply to the remaining koshas. So pranamayam atmanam upasankramati. One important note we have to understand here, simply reading this will not do. We have to do sadhana to know that I am not this mere individual body, I am the universal body. I am not merely this individual prana, but universal prana. I am not this individual mind, I am the universal mind. I am not merely this individual buddhi or understanding, but I am the universal understanding. I am not merely the small enjoyment, bliss I am experiencing, I am the universal bliss. But even this universe itself, entire universe, is a creation. Atmana akasha sambhutaha, in the very first, what is called section of this second chapter, called Brahmavalli, Anandavalli, Brahmanandavalli, we have seen. We will summarize this one. So, etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati, etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati, etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramati. How do we know he attained? He has gone beyond the anandamaya kosha. Anandamaya is also a limitation because it is part of the mind, personality. All the three, the gross body, subtle body, causal body, all are limitations by time, space and causation. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. To confirm the above understanding of ours, there is this Rig Mantra that is being quoted, which will come, of course, in the next or last Anuvaka. So what we have to understand, this sadhaka, what does he do? That he does not see any difference between his own physical body and that of the Virat, which is the aggregate of all physical bodies. This is called Annamaya Atma. Then alone he loses attachment to this individual self, because like a patriot who identifies himself with the entire country, but a super patriot, he identifies himself with the whole of the creation, and every saint is a super patriot. So it aims to that being in whom the physical universe takes its rise as its being, and in the end becomes one with that. This is how the slow progress continues. In the realm of Maya, that is creation, the Supreme Self becomes both the knower and the known. This fact that the cause and effect are Brahman, that is Brahman is that which is without any creation, but after creation also, Brahman alone is the created. Brahman is the creator, Brahman is the created. Like the example in a dream, we create the entire dream world, but we do not realize at that time. Just like our waking state, we think everybody is separate. But upon waking up, we have to wake up. Uttishthata, jagrata, prapya varaha nibodhata. So, when we follow these well-laid definite steps of spiritual progress, we understand the whole thing is a creation of my mind. And the mind is able to create because of consciousness. And the whole thing is a creation of consciousness. I am that consciousness. I am the uncreating, uncreated consciousness. I am the both the creator and created consciousness. That is the called the state of a Jivan Mukta. But if a person is completely Nirvikalpa Samadhi, all these descriptions will not apply at all. So this is the person. So here the question comes, what is the meaning of attaining? Upasankramati. And the attainment means here denotes the disappearance of limitation or illusion as a result of right knowledge that I am not the individual body, I am the Virat body. I am not the individual mind, I am the Virat mind or Hiranyagarbha. I am not the individual mind, I am the universal mind. I am not the individual buddhi, I am the universal buddhi. I am not the individual happiness which we experience in the third state called deep sleep, but I am the, my very nature is bliss. Until now, I am separate, my bliss is separate. I am deriving bliss from something else. The subject-object division is very clear. But after this realization, there is no such division. It is Brahman who is the creator. It is the Brahman who is the non-creator. Creator means without the understanding of creation, acceptance of creation, the question of creator doesn't arise. When you see a table, you have to understand there is a piece of wood and there is a carpenter and there are some instruments. They are all for taken granted. If one is missing, then that product will not be in existence at all. So what does this person, what is this person called? He is called a Jivan Mukta. So now comes Phalashruti. What is the result? As a result of this knowledge, I am Brahman. Whether I am in Nirvikalpa or non-Nirvikalpa, what is the result? The result is he becomes fearless and he becomes free from the guilt. And that is the subject matter to this last section or ninth anuvaka. So this ninth anuvaka highlights the transformation of the individual into a Jivan Mukta, liberated even while living. Even this word liberated while living is an invention of the ignorant people. A Jivan Mukta doesn't go on saying, I am a Jivan Mukta. If you hear anybody saying, I am a Jivan Mukta, you better take him to a lunatic asylum. So now we enter into the section 9. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha anandam brahmano vidvan na vibheti kutaschaneti etagumha vava na tapati kimaham sadhu na akaravam kimaham papam akaravam iti sa yaha eva vidvan ete atmanam sprunute ubhehi eva esha ete atmanam sprunute ya evam veda ityupanishat. With this, the ninth anuvaka, the second chapter comes to an end. What does it mean? He who realizes that I am Brahman and bliss, satyam jnanam anantam, I am that Brahman, sat chit ananda, I am Satchidananda. I am not getting bliss from other object. I am of the nature of bliss. Every object only becomes a mirror to find out my own nature. Like when we stand in front of a mirror, our reflection in the mirror only helps us to correct ourselves, to decorate ourselves. Like that, the whole universe, the whole creation is only to correct ourselves. What is the correction? That I am a Jivatma. That is the greatest disease, roga. No, I see in the mirror of this highest knowledge, I am Brahman. I see my reflection of Brahman, Satchidananda. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, crystal clearly. Then it helps me to correct. Now you can understand, we can understand why God created this universe so that he can pretend I am an ignorant person. I am not Brahman. I am not Brahman means I am an individual. I am not the universal. And slowly he tries to pretend to play with himself, slowly progresses, and this ever, never ending circle of Brahma Chakra goes on and on and on and on. So what happens when this person realizes I am Brahman? Ya evam veda. He who knows that bliss of Brahman, when's words together with the mind turn away, unable to reach it, he is not afraid of anything whatsoever. So he doesn't distress himself with the thought, why did I not do what I should have done? Why did I do what I should have avoided, the evil that I have done? A person doesn't distress himself. On the contrary, he again and again and again dwells on both these and derives supreme bliss from both of them. Like an actor who played superbly, creating an emotion called fear and anxiety in every onlooker. And then he understands many times the actors themselves, the singers themselves, they admit, I have acted, I did not act so well in that picture, but in this picture, I was, my glory, that means my talent, has come out. I could not sing the same song in that performance. My throat was bad, or I was not in good mood, but today I could sing so well, everything, the players, the shruti, the tambura, and the tabla, mridanga or mridangam, and the accompaniments, and the audience, everything was in a positive mood, and I was in my own element, so I could sing so well. But what is the condition of a jiva like ourselves that we regret? Every second we are regretting. I should have done that. I did not do it. I should not have done that. But I did this. So, even though we try to avoid that, these regrets, life is nothing but regrets as to what is done, what is not done. But on the contrary, both of them give the greatest joy. Why do they give joy? Because he knows that both are nothing but play, leela of the Atman. And not only Jivan Mukta, Upanishad assures us, whosoever realizes Brahma, knows this, regards both these, the good and the evil, as one's own self, as Atman, and thus strengthens it. Indeed, he cherishes both these, good and evil. Kimaham papam akaravam. Kimaham sadhu na akaravam. Why did I not good? Why did I do evil? Both these become tremendous sources of bliss. Because when we really hurt or help others, then regrets can come. But when we are playing, acting a role in a drama, in a cinema, and if we do it properly, then our very action becomes supremely enjoyable. How wonderfully you acted. So the person, both the hero and the villain, and then heroine, of course, are sitting, previewing the to-be-released film. And then the hero, oh my goodness, how wonderfully you started beating me black and blue. And the villain also admits, oh, how wonderfully you acted. I did not feel a single pinch. You acted so well. And the heroine, I wept so much. I wanted to jump. Of course, she didn't want to jump anywhere. I played it so well. They were all congratulating each other. how well each of them had played. And then something very important for us to note. They were not comparing their individual personalities. They were comparing their inherent talent, how well they became exhibited in that particular cinema or drama. It all depends upon the director and the person who sponsors the whole lot and the audience and the cooperation of all the cameramen and everybody else. There is something called perfect harmony, and even a slightest disharmony can create tremendous problem. So then he attains, he understands, I am Brahman, I am Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Anandam Brahmano Vidvan. He who knows the bliss of Brahman, then what is that bliss of Brahman? What is that knowledge of Brahman? Who can tell? Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. It is not possible when words together with the mind come away, unable to describe. Oh, why is it? Because Brahman is indescribable, indefinable, and then that is why we have discussed this point. To describe anything, we require words. And these words are categorized into five. To describe any new, to give any new knowledge, to describe any new object to another person who had never experienced it, we require five classes of description. So this is, we already discussed Rudhi, Jati, Guna, Kriya, Sambandha. Rudhi means, oh, you don't know what is the moon. You look on the full moonlit night, that which is the brightest star, what is called light, that is called the moon. Or Jati. So what is this? It's a flower. You have seen other flowers. This is also belonging to that species. Then we also have seen Guna. So what is that flower? Oh, it is rose-colored flower. A rose with a rose color. And what is a rose color? You know, black, green, white, yellow, etc. Or other gunas. This is sweet, this is sour, this is astringent, etc. Then Kriya, to describe. What is this man? Oh, he is a secretary of such an association. He is a driver. He is an actor. He is a cook, etc., etc. Kriya. Sambandha. He is my uncle. He is my grandfather. He is my son. He is my grandson, etc. Rudhi, Jati, Guna, Kriya, Sambandha. We have seen that. But all these are limited. And therefore, unable to describe, the mind cannot comprehend. When the mind is incapable of comprehending, it cannot express in words. So both words are speech and mind turn away. And then what happens? Such a person is not frightened. He who has realized Brahman, he is a Jivan Mukta Mahapurusha. And he has nothing to be afraid. Why? Because fear comes only from the second. And there is nothing other than Brahman. Ekam eva advitiyam. And bhaya comes from second. We will see it in Brihadaranyaka also. We have seen dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. And some commentators give beautiful explanation. In human life, there are only two things which produce bhaya. Every human being does any action only for two purposes. Yoga and kshema. Nothing to do with Patanjali yoga. Yoga means to obtain, to acquire, to possess things which he wanted, but which he did not have. Having acquired, then protecting them is called kshema. So, possessing things, obtaining things which one doesn't have, but which one desires, that is called yoga. Kshema means protecting them. Here is a person, he bought a car, and the neighboring gundas come and break all the glasses, tires, everything. It is possible everywhere, but especially in India. So, not only acquisition, it applies to also what is called protecting it. So online scams. How many intelligent, what is called techies, go on losing crores of rupees, old people lose it. These are called hackers, victims of hackers. And all their intelligence flies through the window when this comes. So that is what Sri Ramakrishna wanted to teach. Bhakta hole boka hobi kana. Once Swami Yogananda, in future, Yogin, went to buy a small utensil. And the shopkeeper, he gave that responsibility to the shopkeeper, giving him some spiritual instructions. And the man said, I am a very spiritual person. And gave him very, being a spiritual person, he gave him very holy utensil. And only after coming home, the Yogananda, Yogin discovered it. And he was ashamed to show his face to Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna had to send for him on some silly pretext and then scold him. Bhakta hole boka hobi kano. You can be a devotee, but why should be a fool on that account? So a spiritual person will be more rational, more alert, more careful. So acquiring things which one thinks give one happiness, money, possessions, even marriage, partner, etc. But keeping them without getting into conflict, without losing them, is an entirely different matter. Human life is, animals do not bother about these things. Human life is nothing but yoga and kshema. Fear comes because I may not get what I want, and fear comes because what I have obtained might be lost. Worry, what happens if this war goes on? Inflation will increase. Then the value of my money, how many people must be wondering about it? God alone knows. But for a Jivan Mukta, there is no second, no yoga, no kshema. Because he has become anantam, infinite. In the infinite, there is no minus, plus, multiplication, division, nothing will work out. So that is why he is free from all these things. So if a person sees slightest differentiation anywhere, there is fear for him. Avidya or ignorance is the cause of this differentiation. But a knower of Brahman has rid himself of avidya. He became a vidyavan. So the same idea about this fearlessness we have already seen in this very second chapter, section 4, very first mantra, yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan na viveti kadachaneti. So in that fourth section, the meaning of the text is that the knower of Brahman never fears. But the present verse states that even the cause of the knower of this fear is destroyed totally because aham brahmasmi. And then he doesn't suffer from why I did not do what I should have done and why did I do what I should not have done. Etagumhava natapati, doesn't distress himself with the thought, kimaham sadhu na akaravam, why did I not do what is prescribed by the scriptures? And why did I do what is forbidden by the scriptures? Kim aham papam akaravam iti. So we can slightly, you change that word sadhu. Kim aham punyam na akaravam. Why did I not do that punya karma prescribed by the scriptures? And kim aham papam akaravam iti. Why did I do papa? Remember, punya means the seed for the tree, mighty tree called happiness. Papa means the seed for that mighty tree that is called suffering. So what have I to do? He doesn't. He doesn't suffer at all. And why doesn't he suffer? Why? Saya evam vidvan ete atmanam sprunate. What a beautiful expression. Whosoever knows this, regards both these, good and evil, Punyam and Papam as play of the Atman, and thus he becomes strengthened by it. Ubehi eva esha ete. Ete means these two. Atmanam sprinute. That means they become the playthings of the Atman. The Brahman or the Atman. How intelligently the Upanishad first uses Brahman, now it uses Atmanam. And then he says this person is who realizes I am the Atman, pure consciousness. What happens? Both these become a sources of the greatest bliss, because it is the Atman which has become Punyam, which has become Papam, which has become Dharma, which has become Adharma, which has become the result of Dharma, which has become the result of Adharma. Because the person who suffers and the person who enjoys, and the person and the enjoyment and the suffering, like in our dream, exactly like in our dream, everything is just a play. Just as when we wake up, we enjoy recollecting what we did. Supposing you dreamt that you were pushed into a cesspool, and then it was horrible, unbearable, and then suddenly you wake up, and then you are in your bed, which is you spread so much of this rose smell or jasmine smell, something like that. Oh, what a horrible dream I had. But you are enjoying both. If you are intelligent, you will enjoy. Why? How could you enjoy? Because it is, first of all, it is an imagination. Secondly, it is your own imagination. Nobody else is to blame. If somebody comes and slaps you in your dream, it is you only who has assumed the form of that person and slapped you. So, as long as you are dreaming, you feel the effect. You feel the effect of the slap also. I don't know. Just my imagination runs wild. Ramakrishna had slapped Rani Rasmani. This much we know as an incident. But just imagine, after she returned home, how much grateful the Divine Mother has slapped me. So if the Divine Mother at least slaps me or you or anybody, how wonderful it will be. I can remember again and again and again and again. Because when the Divine Mother slaps me, it is like taking us in very lovingly into her lap. Her slap is to take us into her lap. So, from the standpoint of Atman, good and evil are both what is called projections of action, like cinema screen. But this is possible, only ignorance, avidya, is completely destroyed. And then a person who realizes, he will not be reborn again. So this knowledge of the Atman cannot lead to future births. That is the end of it. Yaya evam veda iti Upanishad. So indeed this Upanishad, that is to say the second chapter of this Taittiriya Upanishad, has come to an end. So thus has been revealed in this section the supreme wisdom, the supremely sacred science of all sciences. This is the consummation of knowledge. Here ends section 9 of chapter 2 of the Taittiriya Upanishad. Iti navamo anuvakaha iti brahmanandavalli samapta. Now, I want to tell you something very interesting. So what is that? Nowadays, there is a lot of talk about AI, artificial intelligence. And everybody is on an edge. When does this general artificial intelligence will come? And that means like human being, like the most intelligent human being, almost like God, it knows everything. But then we realize to our great this one, it is not the knowledge which can lead to happiness or prosperity or to fulfillment of life. It is not knowledge. It is the usage of knowledge. So, if somebody knows how to pick the pocket of another person expertly, that is knowledge. But whether that person wants to do it for his own selfish purpose or wants to protect other people, that's a totally different issue altogether. So what we see now, immediately, at least this is the immediate prediction and also predilection, that if millions and millions of jobs are lost, what are human beings going to do? An ideal brain is a devil's workshop. But that is not real knowledge. Brahman knowledge is the real knowledge. What happens? Brahman knowledge is real, what is called artificial intelligence becomes into artificial general intelligence, AGI. When that becomes, everybody will be blessed. Of course, that is not going to happen. That is not the intention of God. That is a different issue. Meanwhile, I suspect, I hope not, but I suspect a lot of misery. If you observe carefully, that's why only I'm mentioning, all these wars are being fought with AI. And in future, who knows where it is going to lead. So knowledge is like a double-edged sword. If there are people who know, who have the knowledge and who know how to use it properly and have the intention of using it for the benefit good of everybody, that would be the greatest blessing. And the opposite side will be the greatest blessing. Bless means be less. You are nothing. I am everything. That's what is going to happen. We will see that one. So, I just few minutes left out. I want to bring out the essence of Brahmanandavalli. The Brahmanandavalli, also known as Anandavalli, Brahmavalli, is the second chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad. It contains 9 sections and 13 mantras. Even though big mantras, 13 mantras only. What is the overview? This Brahmanandavalli is primarily focused on, first, Anuvaka 1. There are only one mantra. 7 categories we see in the very first section of the second chapter. 1. Brahmavid apnoti param. Attainment of Brahman is the greatest goal, greatest blessing, the ultimate goal of life. And then, what is that Brahman? Definition of Brahman. 3. Where is this Brahman? It is there inside the cave of everybody's heart. Jyotira jyoti ujvala hridikandara. What is the result of Brahman realization? That is the 4th subject matter of this first section. Then for that purpose, all of us have to be led. So creation is described. That is the 5th category. 6th, then this creation is divided into 5 categories called Panchakoshas, Panchakosha Vivarana. And each kosha is imagined as a form of a bird, left wing, right wing, this is the tail, this is the head, this is the middle portion, this is the back portion. And we can also take Purusha Vidha Eva. It's just like left hand, right hand, the head, then the backside, and the legs, etc. Then the 8th part of this describes Anandamaya Kosha. So these are the first what is called very section. These hints are given. Then from Anuvakas 2 to 5, sorry, I told you Annamaya Kosha. 8th section, 8th category describes, starts with Annamaya Kosha, not Anandamaya Kosha. Anuvakas 2 to 5 discuss 4 sheets, Pranamaya, Anomaya, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya. Anuvaka 6, again creation and discusses the existence of Brahman. And therefore, how do we know Brahman there? Through 7 arguments. So Anuvakas, sections 7 to 8, elaboration on Brahman as the cause of creation in 7 logical arguments. Even though logic doesn't prove God, but logic can help us understand the statements of the Shruti. Also, describe the nature of the reflected bliss in the 8th section. what is called Ananda Mimamsa. Very beautiful description of progressively higher and higher reflections of happiness, higher and higher. The greater the purity of the mind, the higher will be the happiness. And a loka, a world, is nothing but our state of the mind. In the Yoga Vasishta, there are seven lokas are there. So they are called seven Sapta Bhumi, that is seven planes of consciousness from the down to the higher, corresponding to the seven chakras of the tantras. Then in the ninth anuvaka, Phalashruti, that is a person who knows, follows slowly, does sadhana, and through the panchakoshas, he transcends the anandamaya kosha, and then he becomes, realizes, I am Brahman, I am not a kosha. Then he becomes a jivan mukta, and what is the effect? Just now we said, everything becomes a wonderful, blissful drama. Leela, that is what Sri Ramakrishna says, Leela. So, the journey started from the Sambandha Bhashya of Shankaracharya to Ananda Mimamsa. Then ultimately Upasana leads to Hiranyagarbha, and then Jnanam leads to the realization of Brahman. What is the ultimate takeaway? It is that Brahman is not a destination to be reached. It is not that we are going to reach, but it is obtaining better and higher knowledge until we realize Brahman is not some other object, but my own self. With this, Brahmananda Valli is over. In our next class, we are going to enter into the third and last valli of the Taittiriya Upanishad. It is called Bhrigu Valli, beautiful story. Om Sahana Vavato, Sahana Bhunakto, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvina Vadhi Tamastuma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Om, may Brahman protect us both. May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling towards each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto her. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.